Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, we had someone on the podcast today who is seriously funny.
A proper comedian.
Hey, listen, I'm going to say you're a proper comedian too. You are. You're a budding proper comedian, 100%. Don't put yourself down. You are, without a doubt. But Lloyd has just been doing it longer.
Yeah.
He's just refined it a bit more, I suppose.
Yeah, he's been doing it for since 2007, he said.
Yeah, so he's been doing it for a while. He's on the podcast. He's from Grimsby. He hosts Soccer AM on Sky Sports. He's from Great Grimsby.
He is making Grimsby great again.
I thought
one gig at a time.
I thought you said that about Joe Barker, our sound engineer.
Oh yeah, he is as well.
Francis and I when we were on tour, we were traveling around the country in our van, and our sound engineer and tour manager was a guy called Joe Barker, who is a big fan of the show, and we love you, Joe. He's from Grimsby, and Francis used to sit there and
JB Sound.
He just
follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, follow him on Twitter or Instagram. He used to just reel off facts about Grimsby to Joe Barker, who was from Grimsby.
Yeah, he was impressed with my knowledge.
He was very impressed.
Encyclopedic knowledge of Great Grimsby. Well, I wouldn't say that. I still need to go.
We've got to go.
I've actually been.
But Lloyd is born and bred Grimsby. He supports Grimsby FC Football Club. He is on Comedy Roast Battle coming out. He's going on tour as well, so you can get tickets. But hey, he was a really funny episode. Right, everyone, please enjoy Private Parts. Also, just a quick note, we would love you, please, if you have a moment, you're listening to the podcast, and why not do it right now, go and subscribe and comment underneath our podcast with a little note saying you like the podcast or you don't say you don't like it, but hopefully that you like it and all those kind of things, because we want to hear what you think, because we love you. Anyway, enjoy the podcast and enjoy.
This is a great one.
This is Lloyd. Peace out, team. Enjoy. Was that just a rumble? Or did you?
No, that was from your. That was from your mouth.
That wasn't from my mouth. That was from you.
From me, mate.
That was from you.
I know all my noises, and that was not one of mine.
Have you ever been in that situation where you're on a date or with a girl and
no.
You've never had that?
No.
Francis, 100%, you must have had that.
No,
where
never.
Something slips out.
What?
I don't know, just a weird noise slips out.
Oh yeah, I once, a bit of food fell on a girl's shoulder once, and she was looking the other way, and then I had 3 minutes of going, waiting for her to turn around,
were you taller than her though?
Don't sound so surprised.
Yeah, what are you trying to suggest? I think what happened was
were you holding food above her shoulder?
No, I just spat the food on. It came out of my mouth.
I was wondering how it fell down onto her shoulder.
You know Joe Wilkinson, the comedian?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also Diane Morgan.
Abbott.
Morgan. Diane Morgan. They had a sketch group called Two Episodes of MASH, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And they've got that very routine where you're talking, how you doing? And then they stop speaking. And then it's just voices above going, he spat on me fucking face. And then Joe goes, oh, bloody hell, I've spat on her face. Does she realise? Of course I fucking realised. It spit on my face. And it was just, and then it's just, it's just,
so
like, it's just like, maybe if I look away for a second, she'll get it. He's turned away. And it was just the most perfect sketch.
Hey, hello everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate and sort of details of our lives. Joined with us today is just the loveliest man, the funniest comedian, host of Soccer AM on Sky Sports, Lloyd Griffiths.
Oh,
Griffiths.
It's Griffith, but it sounds like you got a lisp.
It sounds like you have to lisp
Griffiths.
It, right?
Griffiths.
Yeah. But no, Jamie puts on a lisp.
What do you mean? I put on a lisp?
You do occasionally certain words, you'll put on a lisp. It's like a sleepwalking affectation.
This is so true. Do you know what? When I was younger.
And asthma.
I don't pretend I have asthma.
Yeah, you pretend you have asthma. You pretend you have a lisp.
No.
And you pretend you have hypochondria.
Just wants a parking space.
Exactly, that's it.
When I was younger.
He doesn't even know how to drive. He wants a car as well.
When I was younger, I remember I met this girl. I was in Valdeloba in Portugal. And I met this girl called Posey. And
it's the start of the most middle-class sentence I have ever heard. I was skiing in Valdeloba and I met a girl called Posey, which isn't even a name, no offence to her.
Yeah, firstly, you can't ski in Valdeloba, it's on the beach, it's in Portugal.
And that is how working class I am.
So anyway, we're there and this girl called Posey, and I thought it would be a good idea to pretend I was South African to her, because I thought she'd like me more if I was South African.
So exactly the type of thing that you do. See, this it all ties in with your fake asthma, your fake list.
How does being a fake South African tie with fake asthma?
Because basically you're just fake.
No. So anyway, I was like, all right, Posey, how you doing? And she was like, are you from South Africa? I was like, yeah, I am from South Africa. And then it went on and on like this for the entire trip. Oh, Posey, I really like you. And then we sort of start speaking. And then I remember I came back to London. And we were talking occasionally, and every single time she'd pick up, like, oh, Posey, oh, yeah, back in London, I just really miss you. And slightly Australian as well. And then one day she phoned me on a random number. So I picked up and went, hi, who is this? It's Jamie. And they went, oh, it's Posey. I went, oh, hi. Oh, hey, Posey. And I had to change into it.
You're a fraud.
I was found out. I was found out that I was never South African.
She was like, it's a lisp fake, too.
What? I slept with you. You pretended I only slept with you because you were South African.
And you had asthma. I bet that's not even true either.
It's not true.
If that is her type, though, an asthmatic South African, it's very niche. And fair play to you for moulding to it, mate.
But I feel like everyone, when we were younger, we all lied a little bit. Did you ever lie about anything?
Yeah, all the time.
Do you have to lie all the time? What did you lie about?
Well, because I'm from like a working class town. Let's get the little violin out.
Yeah, same. We connect on that level.
Fuck off.
Great Grimsby.
It is Great Grimsby, and no one puts the great in it. I went to a posh school for the area because of my incredible vocal talents, and because of that I kind of felt a little bit out of place, and so I'd make up certain things. And then when I got to university, that kind of stuck. And
wait, hang on, what did you make up?
Well, just like certain things about, like, I could jet ski and stuff like that.
That is quite a niche lie.
In Grimsby as well. In Cleethorpes, where there is actually a city. Oh, well, why don't you go and jet ski? Oh, but I've left my skis in Valdeloba. Which I didn't even know was a place.
Why was it jet skiing?
I just remember there was a girl called, my mum was here, she'd be able to tell me a second.
You mean
name,
water ski? Like, or
water ski. Water ski. Water ski, where you're on skis behind a thing.
That was the coolest sentence anyone ever said. Oh, there was this girl that I really like. If my mum was here, she'd be able to tell it.
but that's the thing, that I've left Grimsby, and when I go back, mum goes, oh, I saw Sue the other day. I'm going, Sue, Sue Jewett. I'm going, I've got an idea with Sue Jewett. Sue. She remembers everyone's name. I remember the face. There's a girl called Emma, and she used to lie, and I used to then try and outdo her lies. She said her dad was in prison, and then a man came to pick her up from school. I was like, who's that? She went, it's my uncle, and then just ran away. And it turns out it was her dad, and he owned a fruit and veg shop. So I used to try and outdo her with the lies. But then when I went to university, it got even worse. And I don't know why. I went to Exeter, which is absolute rah-rah town.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're all there, and they all have these stories of, Valdeloba and all this. And I was like going, I'm just a little fat man from Grimsby. So I made up two lies, which my friends to this day still take the mick out of me for saying. I said that I played against Wayne Rooney when I was like 15 years old, and he scored the most amazing goal past me. And it's not even a great lie. And plausible, but I really embellished it.
Wait, how did you say how? So if I'm one of your friends and you just met me, how would you set it up? So I'd be like, oh, you're telling, this, I came from London. What about you, Lloyd? What happened to you?
Yeah, Grimsby and Wayne Rooney scored past me once. Yeah, so I used to play for like Grimsby Town Schoolboys. And then I just like, I remember going, Because I remember him like 40 yards out. I was like, he's not going to have a shot from there. And I was firmly rooted to the ground. And I just watched it go in. I remember going, oh, do you know what? That boy's going to be a real talent. So I guess, yeah, I found Wayne Rooney. I don't even think the ages matched up as well.
Like, they wouldn't match up. They because I reckon, what, you're 27 now, right?
No, I'm not. But you've been on Wikipedia, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, whoever's done that Wikipedia page, thank you, thank you. So I had a girl message me the day, going, oh my God, I'm 3 years older than you. I was like, what, you're 38? She's like, no, I'm 30. I was like, I'm not 27. And a friend of mine who shall remain nameless, who's a comedian who you know, he was like, don't ask me why I'm on this page, but I'm on your Wikipedia page. It says you're 27. You need to change that prompt. I was like, it's working out fine for me. Girls are interested finally. Yeah. But yeah, I'm 35 years old.
Okay, you're 38. But that, yeah, it doesn't quite
add up. It doesn't quite add up.
So everyone, so that was your first lie. I love the fact that, yeah, he was going to take a shot for 40 yards. Well, I didn't think he was going to. And I was rooted to the ground.
I was rooted. I was like, he's shot. Oh my God, he's so good. Good on you. What's your name? Rooney. Good on you, Mr. Rooney. And then the second lie was a bit more mad, and like this.
Surely
is,
it has to be a complete juxtaposition to the first lie. Yeah, right? it can't be a similar lie.
Yeah, basically. So I am I was, and I still am a choir boy. So I grew up in Grimsby and
choir man now. Though.
A choir man, yeah. But I think that sounds weirder than saying choir boy.
I'm not sure.
No, a choir gent.
Choir gent. Yeah, but if you're on a date and going, so what are you doing? I'm a choir man. I'm going, what the fuck, mate? If you go, oh, I'm a choir boy, they go, well, surely a choir man. You're going, you said it. Then I haven't said choir.
Choir
man.
Bloke.
Choir, just choir lad.
Choir lad.
I'm an absolute choir lad.
It's so true. Because like, choir lad. It's so true. If you're like, choir boy, you're not a choir boy. You're a choir man. You said it. You can't say I'm a choir man.
That's it. So I put it on them, and they go, you're a choir man. I go, thank you. But I am a choir lad. I might call my next tour show choir lad.
Choir lad. Choir so geezer.
Choir absolute gent. So I basically used to sing and still do sing. So I sing now at places like St George's, Windsor Castle, and Westminster Abbey when I haven't got the most outrageous cold. I've had to pull out this weekend of singing because of my cold.
Yeah, I'm the same though. It's that time of year where everyone starts to get sick.
Yeah. And apologies if anyone's listening going, he's nice, but he's too nasal. Honestly, come and see him on tour, less nasal. By the end of January, when this goes out, I will be absolutely fluid. Now, I was a choir boy, and when I went to university, I studied music. I read music at university, and I was also in the choir in the cathedral, in Exeter Cathedral. And it's quite funny, because sometimes I couldn't go to some nights out because I had to sing. And on a Saturday morning, I had rehearsal, like 9 o'clock till 10:30. So on a Friday night, when everyone would be going to the Welly, or the Lemmy, I couldn't go with them because I had to basically go to bed early, be a choir boy. And so I remember like...
to go to bed early.
Yeah, it was honestly...
Sorry, lads, I got to go to bed early. I got to sing choir tomorrow.
Three years of university going to bed at like 11 o'clock on a Friday night.
Did you seriously do that?
Yeah, I had
probably
to.
Probably quite good for your studies.
And Saturday as well. But the thing is, at university, you kind of go out Sunday to Thursday, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. No, I think you do because always the weekend was like local.
Normals.
People.
Well, you were just never in, were you? You were always out.
Oh, no, I was out a little bit. Yeah, I wasn't always out. You were always
Where were
at
you? Leeds?
Leeds University.
That's a rah-rah, though, isn't
it's not
it?
Exeter's rah-rah. You have, like, yeah. Exeter. Leeds is a bit more hardcore. Leeds, we had, like...
Hardcore.
Leeds.
Come on, mate.
Yeah, it is. Leeds, we were doing, like... Well, I wasn't, but apparently people were doing, like, methadone off tables and stuff like that. It was, like...
You just were about to say you were doing
it. No, I was not. I wasn't. But that's what that was Leeds was like. Leeds was...
Really?
Yeah, I remember my first night...
You think that's quite cool, don't you?
No, I don't think it's cool, too, at all. Stumbling over my words, but I do
that's
remember
a methadrome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I do remember
the years of methadrome.
My favorite story of Leeds. One of them as we were going down my very first night. We're going down to the nightclub, and we were driving down the road into town. And I was like, oh, wait, looking at the big city, the lights. Oh my God, we're out. This is so much fun. And I turned to my left, and there is a man. Having a fight with a girl on the side, having a full-on fist fight with a girl in the middle of the street.
Yeah. I saw the same thing outside my apartment in Edinburgh, and this guy. I was walking down, and there was an alleyway that went down down towards sort of Cowgate area.
It's where you used to hang out, isn't it?
Well, that's where I.
Which road, Nidri?
No.
You've got
Blair
naming alleyways.
No, you know.
I know Edinburgh alleyways.
Do you know
mate?
Chambers Street?
Oh, do I?
So that's
on Nando's.
The stairs that goes down past Vodka
down.
Revolution.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, and I walked past. Yeah, he knows. And I was walking back from the sort of pizza place at like 2 a.m. or whatever.
Which pizza place?
You know, the bit one at the end.
Oh,
of,
by the yeah. by the little dog.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly what you mean. Next to Frankenstein's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do you know this? How do you know all the?
Well, no, no,
because
no.
I am obese, mate.
Not, not next to the little dog. The other side of Chambers Street. You know. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, sorry. Yeah,
and I was walking by, and then and I looked right, and I saw this guy just lamp this girl in the face, and like clapped this massive guy, like punched this girl in the face. And I was
did
like,
you do something about it?
Yeah. So I was like, I continued walking on, called the police because I could see straight down from my flat, like see the guy like standing over her. He was like, what? And I was like, okay. And the police came and arrested him. So I got the guy. Yeah. And the ambulance came, took the girl away. So yeah.
Yes.
So I guess what we're saying is, don't go to university.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. So going back to, you're at university, so you're at Exeter, you're doing a thing. So what was your lie?
So
what?
Everyone was quite. They thought I was a bit weird because the fact that I was singing in this cathedral choir. So I just made up this lie to try and make me cooler. And I'm not sure if it did, but for 3 years, I got away with it. I basically said that, you might think choir singing is quite weird, but do you know Take That's Never Forget? They're like, yeah. I was like, you know that bit at the beginning where it goes, but we've come so far. And they're like, yeah. I was like, that's me. And they're like, wow. I was like, yeah. I traveled the world with Take That for like 2 years. And they're like, are you serious? Like, yeah. There were 40 choir boys, and it got whittled down to 10, whittled down to 5, and I guess I was just a lucky one. I guess Gary Barlow just saw, like, empathised with a little fat kid from a northern town and was like, yeah, like, this is the guy that's going to come on tour with us. So that is me. They're like, oh, wow, good. You don't look like him in the YouTube video. And I was like, going, well, yeah, no, I recorded that separately, and they got some a little bit because of all the aesthetics and stuff like that. And they're like, are you being serious? Like, yeah. And like, the only way of proving it was just me singing it like pitch perfect. And for years, and I used to like try and woo girls.
How by
pathetic,
saying that.
How pathetic.
No, I think that's quite a good.
It never worked.
I feel like as guys, that's what we do. We try. We came up with stories to make ourselves like look and feel better. You must have done something, Francis, back in the day. There must be a lie.
No, I used to lie a lot to taxi drivers.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Okay. Like I used to make up a new lie, like every time, just to like, but just for fun, right? Because you know, you can say whatever you want, and you never see them again. So,
but the thing is, as a comedian, when you get into a taxi and they go, "Oh, mate, what you do?" You can't go, "I'm a comedian." You just I think Rhys James has a routine about that. Where
why can't you say it? Because then they go, "Oh, be funny, mate."
Well, tell us a joke. Yeah. You go, no, because it's not right wing, mate. It's not racist. You're not going to enjoy it. Obviously, I'm talking about. Not Uber drivers, that'd be weird. Yeah. Tell me a racist joke. No, Abdul. I've told you about this. But yeah, it's usually that stereotype of, you know, and they go, oh yeah, tell us a joke. So when I get in, and like, because I do a little bit of TV now, I just kind of keep my head down.
But do you know the funny thing is you grew up in Grimsby.
Yeah, Grimsby, yeah.
Which is weirdly one of Francis's favourite places in the whole of the UK.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been there, but I've become a bit of interested.
Is it not on the tour?
It wasn't on the tour.
No, but much to my dismay, but it's and probably the people of Great Grimsby.
What kind of size rooms you do? Just to like
our ones.
Yeah,
we did. Well, what we perfected in our tour is that we perfected really big theatres, but small amount of people. So we did. We did like 700. What was our biggest one that we did, Francis?
No, we did. Well, we did 750, and there were like 60 people in the audience.
Legends.
Yeah, in Southport, that's what we had. We were killing
it. To be fair, Southport was a hard sell. Anyway.
No, but Southport, I think the average age is like 75.
But mate, also the worst thing about, honestly, we were doing like some places, and we'd see like 5 people in the crowd. We'd be like, what is the point to do this? Yeah. But you'd have to go out and do it.
Even in
Southport, we had a heckler. We had a heckler in the front row who was like going. I came on naked and put a towel in front. He goes, "All you need is a flannel," and I was like, "Shut up!" Like,
what are you doing? I mean, got a point.
Yeah,
very valid point.
Yeah, it really pissed Jamie off.
It really annoyed me.
But you should do Grimsby.
No, we will.
The Caxton Theatre, that's where I'm doing mine.
But the funny thing about front, you have all the, what are your stats that you know about Grimsby? You know stats.
No, do I know some stats?
Yeah, you do. You knew some stats about how many people lived in Grimsby?
Roughly to the nearest 5,000, how many people live in Grimsby?
I think it's like 88,000.
Oh my God, that's really
good. Is that close?
Roughly, I think it's about between 80 and 88. Yeah. So I'll get within 10.
Yeah. But like, the thing is, so you grew up in Grimsby, yeah, and I feel like Grimsby is one of those places that didn't have much comedy going on there, or no. Does it?
Oh, the Barge? You ever go to the Barge?
I used to spend my teenage years, my formative years in the Barge.
I've never been, I've just read about it.
It's honestly a great. I wouldn't say that you are their clientele.
Really?
You know, why like not? In a yeah, we are. Yeah, we fucking are. Look at us.
I don't think I'm their clientele, mate. Which is saying something. when you, I think if the three of us walked into the bar, it'd be very much like an American country and western saloon where no, the doors can't. Open and Rage Against the Machine would stop abruptly.
Oh, really?
Is hey,
it,
guys.
Is it a bit like that?
Yeah. No, not at all. No, I absolutely love Grimsby. I loved growing up there. But there wasn't any comedy like growing up at all. There was nothing. I just used to have to watch TV.
I watched. I got into this, you know, habit of watching old. What are those police programs? But from Grimsby, from the 90s.
I love them. Yeah. My mum's friend's husband was one of the police officers.
Really?
So if you
the
watch,
sheriff,
he was like the sheriff of Grimsby. If you watch back, he's. I remember watching it a few years ago. That's Kim's husband. Up in the back of his patrol car.
Can you explain? Yeah, I have no idea. What do you mean there was a police car like show on Grimsby Police?
Yeah, well, you know, you get like camera lights like, action, and it's always narrated by Jamie Thigston, without a shadow of a doubt. How big do you think his house is? It's fucking huge.
But it was always in. Why was it always Grimsby? I feel like there's no crime in Grimsby.
What, mate?
I feel like
there's no crime in Grimsby.
No, I feel like Grimsby, it's like everyone in Grimsby knows each other, so you wouldn't do any crime.
You sound like Grimsby Town's conservative politician. There's no crime in Grimsby. I don't know what you're crying about. We don't need more police.
I feel like Grimsby is very much like Burning Man. Everyone like exchanges stuff like, hey, a pitcher for some milk and things like that. And no money is exchanged in Grimsby. It's all like, oh, I'll play football with you if you give me some sausages. And that's what happens in Grimsby.
Would you know why it's called Grimsby?
Oh, here we go. Why?
Go on.
Do you know why?
No, obviously I don't know.
It's after a fisherman called Grim from Norway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is that
it's not actually because it's Grim. A lot of people think that.
I know, but then Grim is because of Grim who came over and he founded.
Yeah, so
I think,
he founded the fishing village.
I think B means Hamlet, I think I'm right. So Grimsby. So he founded Grimsby, the fishing village.
It means Bay, yeah.
Bay, yeah.
But everyone knows Grimsby, I think, and it was put on the map, is because of Sacha Baron Cohen's movie Grimsby.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of...
No, Brothers Grimm. It wasn't called Grimm.
Well, no, it was called Grimsby in England, but then in America it was called Brothers Grimm because they didn't know what Grimsby was.
So, no one knows what... I honestly thought Grimsby was a made-up place until then.
It's mythical. It's where... It's like Narnia.
It is. It's where you exchange properties for...
No,
for,
it's not. It's not like Burning Man. It is a lot like Burning Man in that everyone's off their nut on drugs.
But I imagine that you wake up... I imagine that you wake up in the morning, it's like, oh, morning! Morning! Morning, Lloyd! Yeah, morning, Phil!
Oh, please let me do your tour support in Grimsby. These two lads are in for an absolute fucking right treat. Get your sausages ready. It's always in that list of the shittest towns in England, you know what I mean? It's up there with, like, Hull and Middlesbrough and... You know, Stockport, it always gets there and it gets a bad rep. And it's
Sunderland.
Sunderland's usually in there. But it's because it's got the word grim in it. And it's lazy. And
have you ever been to Sunderland?
Yeah, of course I have, yeah.
What did you do? Do you do a gig up there or did you just go up there for fun?
Supported Rob Beckett on tour there. I visited 3 pizza huts in a day there. Because I did this thing, really weird, when I was in sixth form, I visited the most amount of pizza huts in England in 5 days.
No, really? You didn't.
I did, yeah.
What, did you actually have Guinness World Records?
No, do you know what? So apparently we were. But then actually, it's a very weird story. And we actually went down to the House of like Commons. So we raised a load of money.
Wait, explain this. So what happened?
It's a bit of a long story, but I'll cut it short. So I used to work at Pizza during when I was like 15, 16, 17.
Apparently they spray the pizzas with like a can to make them taste good.
I cannot confirm or deny that. but some of them have garlic in. And some of them are quite tasty. Just spray them into your mouth. Now,
yeah, it's like garlic butter
thank
spray.
Thank you very much, Francis. Yeah, it's like garlic butter spray. Now, we'd raised quite a lot of money for this charity that all of Pizza was raising. It was called Wish Upon a Star. And then from the Scarborough office, there were these two guys that said, look, we're going to try and raise a bit more money. We're going to try and break the record, which at the moment doesn't exist, weirdly, of visiting the most amount of pizza huts in the UK in 7 days. Now, they were like, look, because Grimsby's raised the most amount of money, does anyone from there want to do it? And I was like, that would be great. I'd love to do that. And I took a week off school, which my head teacher was absolutely fuming about. But, I mean... And weirdly, I said to my mum, I was like, have you okayed this? Mum was like, it's fine. She hadn't okayed it. They were fucking livid when I got back. Son. She was a South African, like a proper South African, like not made up, and she didn't have asthma. Mrs. McMillan was like, son, you think you can go jetting around the UK? Like eating pizza? I was going, that was literally my lifetime ambition, and I've achieved it. So I don't care if I like do really shit in my A-levels, which, incidentally, I did. And so we went around the UK, like, visiting these pizza huts.
But so people actually donated money to this?
Yeah, so, and it was before, like, the internet and stuff. So we were just literally bucket collections and people going around.
But I love the fact that normally what people are doing is saying, like, I'm going to go and do a marathon. I'm going to go and climb a mountain. I'm going to go and visit all of the pizzas, as many pizzas as I can. Can you give me money to do this?
Yeah. And we have a pizza in every one.
So the thing was, and this is how we got told, it was like, in order to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, we had to have a medium-sized pizza between the five of us in this car, and it had to be an inch in diameter to the centre and back. So that constituted a slice, because for health reasons, we couldn't eat like a quarter of a pizza in every single pizza. And I was like, let's call it an inch and a half, shall we, guys? 2 inches. So every time we went to pizza, and we started in Scarborough, and then we kind of like snaked our way up the East Coast, went to like Hartlepool, Sunderland, Darlington, Newcastle. I'm not sure if I've got that geographically right. But then the weirdest thing, we got to Aberdeen and we got snowed in because there was such bad snow. I think it was 2002. There was such bad snow. We had to get dug out by the army.
Oh my God.
So we're in this Toyota Space Cruiser and the army had to dig us out. We're in this motorway services. And they had to dig us out because our doors had frozen. It was really, really weird. And then one of the lads, because he was so cold, he dressed up. The pizza had this little dog mascot. So he was like dressed in this dog mascot. And then I remember that there's a foot.
And then you all started fucking and you had to keep warm.
Have I told this story before? Shit. It's a good story. But yeah, basically, we ended up only visiting 88 pizza huts. It was pathetic.
88?
Yeah.
That's 88 pizza. Yeah.
How many were you supposed to visit?
Oh, like 310.
Oh my God.
No, but that's it. Wait, hang on a minute. So you visit 88 pizza huts.
Yeah.
And so how many? That's 88 pizzas.
88 slices of pizza, but 88 pizzas between the five of us, yeah.
Right, look, we're going to stop there because we have to have, basically, we get sponsored occasionally. So here, hopefully, is a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you like the way that I went into that?
I've listened to two episodes because I was aware of this podcast when we started following each other on Instagram because we met a few years back.
This is too funny.
It's actually also quite tragic, mate. So you were like, will you come on the podcast? So we met years ago.
Yeah.
Doing Comedy Central thing. And then we played football together last month for Whitehall's charity day, which was a great day. And I presume we'll get onto that
in
a minute.
We'll get onto that, yeah.
But then you were like, oh, mate, will you come on the podcast? Like, yeah, I'd love to. I know that Reese had been on it. I think Adam had been on it as well.
Yeah.
So I said, I listened to a couple. So when I was driving back from Grimsby to London, I was like, I listened to a couple. So I subscribed. You're welcome.
Love that. Thank you very much.
And I listened to Ivo Graham's one. I think Ivo is one of the best comedians in the country.
He is so funny.
He just, it annoys me how quick and naturally funny he is. Like, yeah. You can see compared
to.
He thinks funny the whole time. And I go to every single show he does because it is like. It's a work of art.
But do you know what?
That sounds too wanky. What I'm trying to say is like he's a master at work.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna big you all you guys up massively there before we go into that bit. But I feel like the same with Reese, Adam, you, Ivo. And a lot of people we've had on the podcast who are kind of teetering on that point of becoming huge. Yeah. And I feel like you guys are geniuses in lots of your work. I feel like there's a generation of comedians who are, you know, all of you, the Acast and all that, you're on this point now where you could all just suddenly blow up.
I think Acast is like streets ahead. I mean,
do you think so?
Oh, mate, yeah. Again, he's another, like, a master. They're all amazing. There's so many like really good comedians out there at the moment, and I love going to watch them. Like someone like Lou Sanders. If you had Lou Sanders on the podcast,
we have now.
Like she's absolutely mad as a box of
frogs. We've had Tom Lucy.
Tom Lucy. I mean, he needs to shave, doesn't he? Have you seen
do you
that?
Know what?
Absolute excuse of a beard he's got. It doesn't match his face.
I just see you commenting on his thing,
every day,
every post.
Really, is
shave
it?
Your beard.
Shave your beard, mate. Shave your beard.
But we, so yeah, we met, so Lloyd and I, France, we met a couple of years ago, and or 3 years ago, whatever it was, and we were sitting on a bus or a train together coming back, weren't we?
Watford to London.
Watford to, he remembers it well. And we spoke about breakups, that's what we spoke about, right?
We did, yeah. I was fresh out of a breakup and I was quite raw about it, and we'd been filming, so it's quite hard to, you know, like, and the weirdest thing about what we'd been doing is drunk history. Well, you don't actually speak, do you? You have to almost, exactly. You have to mime the lines that someone had given you. And I can't remember whose it was.
I can't remember. In between shots, I was just going, oh God, it's, you know, I'm just so sad.
And what, were you guys both really drunk?
The drunk comedian narrates it, and then we sober actors then recreate it. So me, you, Dane Baptiste, I think. Phil Kay, who plays Dennis Penis.
And also someone else, and the other person was, does Fiery Hawk?
Dustin Demery Burns.
Exactly it.
Those two, Cardinal Burns, one of the best sketches.
Actually, a big shout out to our listeners, right? If you want to watch one of the funniest sketches, type in Cardinal Burns, Fiery Hawk.
It is the
fucking genius.
Because I have been to so I've been to so many castings where it is exactly like that. It is mad.
Really?
So I was listening to Ivo's podcast, and this is a very funny podcast. Not this, you know, like Ivo's one.
And, not this one, but the other one.
I mean, to be fair, you've been laughing the whole way throughout, so go fuck yourselves. And he's swearing aloud.
Yeah,
fine, good. And you were talking about the art of comedy and how he does it. And I was, you know, because I love listening to Ivo speak about how he comes up with his stuff. And then you're like, oh, and actually, I chatted this other comedian. He's on the circuit. I was like, what's his name? You're like, oh, I can't remember his name. And you all started laughing. I was like, oh, God, this is tragic, poor fucker. And he was talking about this thing. Oh, God, I can't remember his name. And I was like, you've got to remember. No, he's one of your mates. And you all had a little joke about it. He went out with so-and-so and referenced my ex-girlfriend. And then I went, oh, I'm fully aware of who you're on about that. And I was like, oh, it's me. It's me. He's talking about me. And I was driving.
When you shouted, really, it's Lloyd. It's Lloyd.
I was laughing. And then I remember where I was on the A46 going around Lincoln, just by Damon's rib place. And I remember just going, oh, fuck, it's me. Oh, God, that is so sad. Then remembered the breakup and it all came flooding back and the central reservation looked very appealing. And I was driving back on my own, but then I was like, oh, that's quite funny. And I thought, oh, I'll text you, but I was like, oh, no, I'll mention it on the podcast instead.
Yeah. Dude, it's genius. I'm sorry that happened. But the funny thing about it is that we then did a charity football game, and Lloyd and I were speaking before this, and he was thinking, and obviously the podcast came out after that charity game. And so he's like, did we just play football with each other? He's now just forgotten my name. Has he just like forgotten?
But he was apparently months before. And I was like, oh, that makes much more sense. Thank you.
I love that he's just trying to make it. Yeah, it was definitely.
It was quite recent.
It was about 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, because we.
It was about a week before or something, wasn't it?
Exactly.
The crossover was.
Which was
dubious.
Just perfect, man.
Yeah.
Also, what we like to do on the podcast is we like to have something called Question of the Week, where Francis asks us a question and we try and answer it.
Not a problem.
Just nice to have a format.
I've listened to the podcast, mate.
Hey, the format. Here we go. So, Francis, let's have the question of the week.
Every year, how many people attend Major League Baseball games?
In America.
In America.
Yeah.
Every
or
year.
Or in the world, because of the Major League.
We can work this out. There's like 156 games.
How do you know that?
Yeah. Baseball fan, mate.
With your new jacket.
Yeah, with my new jacket. France and I have the same jacket.
I am a big Red Sox fan.
Yeah, we basically, France and I had Freya Ridings on the podcast.
Who has the most amazing voice in the world?
Do you know what, man? She is one of the loveliest people ever.
Her Radio 1 Live Lounge made me cry. And had nothing to do with the breakup. Weirdly.
She's, you know, and also she's dyslexic. She can't read or write music.
Really?
So she just hears something and then starts playing it.
That is amazing.
Yeah, she's insane. And she basically, what happened is afterwards, she was like, oh, we're going to this like major league baseball like thing. Do you guys want to come with us? So France and I just turned up at this baseball thing and took it. And France is very funny. France then came out afterwards and went, mate, I just took everything.
Stole?
No. They basically, I was like, can I have this? And they're like, yeah, take it. And I was like...
But Francis was being so funny because he didn't want to look like he was taking everything. So what he would do is he would go, try on a jumper, so he would say Red Sox on it. And he would go, oh, that's quite nice. And they go, what do you think? He goes, yeah, it's nice. He goes, I'm not too sure. So it looked like, and then he would put it in his bag, so it looked like he hadn't taken it, and then go onto the jacket and try the jacket and go, oh, this, what do you think? And France would go, yeah, not too sure about this one, but
then in the bag.
In the bag. And then I could see him do all these things. And then there were these box of baseballs in the corner. So I went over and picked one up and put it in my bag, and France went, oi, Jamie, why are you taking that baseball? Like that?
So I said, Jamie's stealing baseballs. And he's like, I'm not.
Because I wouldn't have you two down as thieves, if I'm honest. If you came into my shop, I'd be like, they can walk round.
Actually, man. No,
but it wasn't a shop.
Yeah, it was a giveaway. Yeah.
When I was younger, I used to be a thief.
I used to be a thief.
No, yeah, he did. He got banned from Boots for shoplifting.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I got banned from Boots for shoplifting. I went into Primark and would steal hoodies. I would just put the hoodies
on. And you got banned from stealing from Oxfam as well, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did.
No,
you did. You got banned from stealing for Oxfam.
No, I did.
And cancer research.
No, I did.
Oh, my God.
I did. I would never do that.
I think you should really, take a look in the mirror.
No, I never did that.
You should stop doing that.
Did you ever steal anything when you were younger?
No, not at all.
You never did anything bad. What was the worst thing you did when you were younger?
Run through a field of wheat.
Run through a field of wheat.
Farmer wasn't too pleased about that.
I remember when I was a kid, I lived on a farm, and we had all these like sheep in a pen, and we didn't actually own the sheep, but we
in
owned
a pen.
Like,
that's so cruel.
No, not in a pen, like in a whatever. It's like a hay bale thing. Anyway,
in a hay bale,
whatever it is, it's like a cage thing. Whatever they keep sheep, and I was with my
in a field.
No, it wasn't in a field. It was like lambing.
Oh my god,
season.
You got a battery farm.
Yeah, it's like a lambing season. Anyway,
intensive sheep farm.
Oh my god,
we had all of my friends there, and
singular.
Yeah. Loads of them. Weirdly, the same friends that when we were younger, we used to like sit around with each other and all like show like our penises to them.
it was a very different podcast.
Quite weird, come to think of it.
What does this have to do with the sheep?
Sorry, I'm just opened the box and I'm.
This podcast is almost like therapy.
Yeah, it really is. You just talk about anything. And then we got in the pen. And the sheep, but then there's loads, it's all lambing season. And we would run at them and they would go and run against the fence at the back. And we thought, this is hilarious. So we would go back and forward and do this and run at them again. They'd go and run at the fence at the back. And then we ran at them again. They ran at the fence and the whole fence broke down and all of them just ran. And I remember thinking in my head, holy fuck, this is going to be bad. So I tried to herd them like a sheepdog, like 6 years old, trying to herd sheep. They all just ran into the road and ran up the road. So I went and hid in the hay bales because I was like, well, I can't come out now. This is it. My life's over.
Were these your sheep or the farmer's sheep?
The farmer's sheep, yeah. They just ran away.
Did you not even know the farmer?
No, well, we did, but my dad did.
Did you tell the farmer?
Well, I just hid in the hay bales. I just didn't come out. Me and my friends just hid in the hay bales. We were so scared.
The farmer was just confused.
Where are you? I'll find you. Hey, King Frank, going back to our question. So wait, hon, you never did anything bad as a kid. You can't be a choir. You must have done something as a choir boy.
I still haven't had an answer for my question.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get to the answer.
I can't think of anything that's funny. I was probably... Oh, no. I got drunk when I was 15 and my mum hit me. That was the only thing. But I guess if anything... I've put that on her, haven't I, Diane, if she was here, which she bloody isn't. Just give me those names.
Your mum just pops up and everything, yeah. Always, the whole time.
Well, I went to Grimsby Town versus Crystal Palace at the weekend in the FA Cup, and she was there, and a load of my mates like, is that your mum? I was like, yeah, she's great.
She's just wicked.
She's great, yeah. I saw your mum out last night in Grimsby. I was like, of course you did. It's a Monday to Sunday. Absolutely on it. She's pissed the whole time.
What's her name? Diane?
Diane, yeah.
Diane, big shout out to you, hero. Right, Francis, okay, the answer is here. I think 156 games in a year. Each stadium, let's say, has an average of...
I say 45, because they're not as big as NFL, are they?
Yeah, I would say less. So 45, maybe 20, 25? I don't know. Are you good at maths?
Not really, no, but I've got a calculator on my phone.
Oh, so do I. Okay, so let's just say, okay, we're going to do this. So 156 games per team.
Sorry, you've typed 456, which to answer your question, you're not very good.
But there's also, how many teams are there? That's per team.
No, but there's 156 games in the league.
No, 156.
Each team plays 156.
That is mental.
It's mental.
Really?
Yeah, they play like
that's one every other day.
Yeah. And also, mate, like they freaking, it's insane. Like the
are you on commission from the Major League Baseball?
We're now real I actually said to them yesterday, I said, if you want an ambassador,
some sort of Ponzi scheme, but for the Major League Baseball.
So they have 156 games, and there's probably, I reckon, there's got to be at least 15 teams. 15 teams.
Let's say 15, and I reckon
times 15. Okay, and then times that.
I reckon times 25.
25,000.
But that might be too low, though.
Oh, 58.5 million.
Right, so I reckon we top that up to 64 million.
64 million. So what was your original question? I've forgotten.
How many people go to Major League Baseball games every year?
And there's it's going to be more.
No, so around that number, I'd say 64, but you go with the final one. Go on.
Okay, let's go. We're going to go 60.
Wait, you're both going. You've got to have
a different
answer.
Lloyd, what are you going for?
I'm going to go for 64.5 million, if that's okay.
I'm going to go for 75 million.
All right, well, we will find out.
All right, baby. Hey, listen, Lloyd, stick around because we can't go anywhere, can you?
No, the door's locked.
The door's locked, you're staying here.
Can I have some of this chocolate?
Mate, eat all of it, see how much you can put. Yeah, you go. Do you like the mint bit of it? I'm not sure about
the aero bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's chocolate. I like
100%,
it.
100%.
Talking to the guy who went round to 88 pizza places in the UK. Right, we'll see you in part two, everyone. Love, bye. Peace, glory.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.